Hello, everyone.
Hey guys, how you going?
Hey guys, it's doing good. So, I think today is our first time to use the ZkSync NameServes account to do space, and yeah. So it's also our honor to have the teams of Go3 being here to share their ideas about what they're building and how they are changing their betting industry of sports. And I'm Erwin, the co-founder of Star Prodigal. And today, our strategic lead, Alex, will host the whole AIM session.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Erwin, for the introduction. Goal 3, welcome. It's great to be on the space together. Got a really exciting sort of space today, guys. We're talking about sort of the future of betting in Web3. And then we have some exciting giveaways announced, so stay tuned throughout. So we're going to be talking about how ZK Names will make these dApps easier to use as well through streamlined identity. So another great thing in conjunction with the sports betting. So to kick things off, Goal 3, would you like to have the mic and give us a bit more of an introduction about you guys?
Thank you very much, Alex.
Hi there, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly, man.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for having us from Go3 at this space. We appreciate it. Go3 is very simply a decentralized platform that is built on ZkSync Era network. We are trying to get into the what we call the layer 2 scaling solution of ZkSync Era. And based on this, it's very important for Go3 to be able to build on this layer specifically for
Well, we lost you there, mate. You still there? Erwin, did you want to give a bit more of an introduction to you until Goal 3 works out their speaker issue?
Okay, sure. So we just built the partnership with the Go3 between Go3 and the Star Protocols and the ZkSync NIM services. And ZkSync NIM services, we are a product. We are the largest online chain name service in the space, in the naming space. So we are building on layer zero, very famous online chain messenger protocols. So in our protocol, so we can allow our users to use their domain names across different kinds of blockchains, layer one, layer two. And that's why since Go3, they're building a cutting edge platforms for sports betting. So the space is much larger than soccer betting. So I also suggest them, we can have So if you own a something like Messi.zk, maybe it will bring you such good luck to win the bet. Yeah. So how about Go3, our teammate?
Yeah, Goal 3, how's your speaker? Got it working again?
Yeah, I think there could be some, they're changing the connections. Yeah, maybe I will talk to them.
Yeah, a bit of a technical issue, which can happen. Yeah, hey, Erwin, great introduction. I think there's going to be really good partnership moving into the sports betting Web3 space, especially as the DIDs, the decentralized IDs, can take many forms like .Messi, .Ronaldo. Yeah, especially if you want to have sort of streamlined ID across all these dApps or decentralized dApps in the space and you want to keep the same ID throughout, having a cross-chain service that does this is going to be so important to make sure your identity is kept consistent throughout all these different dApps. Yeah, did you want to speak more on a bit more of an introduction or you want to move on to our next question?
Okay,
Hey everyone, thanks for your patience. We're just checking in to see if the speed is working with Goal 3.
Okay, I will contact our team, our partners of Goal 3, just a moment.
Hi there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hey there.
Yep.
Back. Oh, apologies. I think I had a bit of a network glitch.
Which happens to the best of us.
Okay, no worries. It's bad enough, I think.
Yeah. So when you left, you were speaking about the importance of sort of using ZK Sync as the layer 2 solution.
Okay, yeah. So let me just do a recap. So everyone who is interested in Web3 is also slightly, or let's say very knowledgeable about the problems that comes with centralization. So centralized sports books, you know, they come with several problems such as lack of transparency. We have limited access to some betting markets, KYC requirements, and of course, a whole other risks that are there. So what Goal3 wants to do is we're aiming to solve these problems by providing a decentralized alternative backed by its most innovative solution. And what this is we call it decentralized odds, and we love to call it DOT, right? I'm going to go into a deep dive into DOT much later into the AMA. So our platform, like I said earlier, is built on a Zksync Era network, a layer 2 scaling solution for Ethereum. And it enables fast and cheap transactions by using zero knowledge proofs and is designed to be secure and scalable. Of course, I suppose that everybody who is joining this AMA understands what the Zksync mission is all about. And we understand that the layer 2 solution is an ideal decentralized sports betting, is ideal for a decentralized sports and bets platform like Goal3.
Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, that's exciting, actually, what you guys are building. Looking forward to seeing how you guys grow over the next 12 months.
Yeah, we've actually been building for some time. It's been challenging. Of course, it's not really easy to build. And we're doing the best we can within the space to build. We've been existing for a very long time, right through when Zksync put out its testnet. Yeah. And we've had quite a lot of activity on the testnet. We had a challenge where we got most of our community members participating in a challenge for prizes in ZKUSD, which is a synthetic stable currency that we would be deploying on our platform. Of course, I'll go into a deep dive into that much later.
Yeah, interesting. So you're going to use ZKUSDT, so synthetic currency, and then the DODs, which we're going to talk more about later. Yeah, very interesting concept. I think before we sort of get more into those, we'll come back to Urban for a second. I kind of want to hear more about sort of your onboarding and how we're going to be sort of helping Goal3 grow using the Omnichain solution. So Urban, do you want to sort of explain a bit more how the ZK Sync naming service will integrate?
Yes. So our idea is a Zkis Omnichain name service, which could be used just not only on Zkisync ecosystem, and you guys, our users, can also use the same name service or the same name across different kinds of other blockchains, even Ethereum or Polygon, and even Move ecosystem. So in the era of the naming service of Ethereum, people have to buy different kinds of name service on different kinds of blockchains, so it will cost a lot. So and people have to manage all the names on different blockchain platforms, so it could be very costly each year. And our mission is to provide a unified omnichain name service for all the Web3 users. So it could be our mission is to outperform their Ethereum name service, and also we will help facilitate projects just like Goal3 and other projects on ZKSync ecosystem to own their own to have their own top level domains. Yeah,
it's great to see more of these omni-chain protocols coming into the space. It's going to be an excellent way to streamline sort of the Web3 user experience. And especially with Goal 3, what you guys are doing, it's going to onboard a lot more Web2 users into the space because you're providing a lot more utility based on the pre-existing Web2 architectures available. I think moving along, Goal 3, did you want to give us a bit more of an overview, maybe from to dive into the DODs a bit more and explain how that's going to help with some of the things you're working on? Goal 3, is your speaker working?
Okay, I think I was on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yep, perfect.
All right, perfect. So DOTS is a very, very simple concept, and we think it's quite innovative because it's actually what powers our decentralized sports betting platform. So on GoalTree, smart contracts are used to facilitate the betting process. And DOTS is simply a unique innovation or feature of our automated market maker on the sportsbook. We strongly believe that for sports betting to be completely decentralized and scaled trustlessly, implementing an AAM is the most viable innovation. So let's take, for example, a conventional AAM on a DEX. You know, it facilitates automated trading by allowing users to swap one token for another. And of course, the price for each token is determined by the ratio of the reserves in the liquidity pool. When a buy or sell order is made, the pool's reserve in the token prices adjust automatically to maintain a constant ratio. But then, if you take a look at an AMM on a sportsbook, typically an AMM on a sportsbook will function in a similar way, but this time it's like an automated odds maker. On a DEX, it's a price maker, but of course, on a sportsbook, it's an odds maker. Users would provide liquidity into a pool, and the AMM automatically adjusts the odds based on the amount of money placed on each outcome. Of course, there are multiple outcomes on every sportsbook. So when bets are placed, depending on which outcome the bettor has chosen, the liquidity providers take the other side of the bet. And in this case, we call them the house. The odds may probably have what we call a built-in VIG, which benefits them in the long run. Now, over time, this has been the standard design for most decentralized bookies on the market. So how is that of GoalTree different? I mean, how does GoalTree's AM differ from all these other AMs that I was talking about? How is it designed? We designed a hybrid protocol that adopts similarities of both a constant product market maker and a virtual automated market maker. And what does this mean, really? You know, for our AMM, odds are adjusted based on typical buy or sell orders as it is obtainable on any DEX. But in our case, it will be based on the amount of money staked on a particular betting outcome. You know, but in this case, no real asset is provided into the liquidity pools on GoalTree. We try to separate the amount of the type of currency that you use on the platform from the actual liquidity pool. So it's more or less like a mirror in it. So instead, what we have is we have a collateral in USDC, which is stored in a separate vault, and users can bet using a synthetic stable called ZKUSD. And with our hyper-reflective liquidity pools, a user is able to opt into a bet very easily without necessarily having to deep into the liquidity pool at any time T. So what the AMM does is, the AMM does the work of price discovery inside our smart contract, and odds are constantly updated according to the market demand. So when a user places a bet, they can redeem their synthetic USDC to a collateralized USDC asset through standard stable swap. Of course, we have that in our portal. Any user can go in there to swap their ZK USD for USD, and of course, vice versa. But when a user loses a bet, their synthetic ZKUSD gets burned. This is very important. If you lose a bet, your ZKUSD gets burned. And the USDC collateral is held back in the vault. Remember, you made a deposit. And of course, you placed a bet. When you place a bet and you lose the bet, your ZKUSD gets burned, but the USDC remains in the vault. So collateral is held back in the vault and turning into revenue for liquidity providers. And of course, liquidity providers in this case are participants or bettors on the platform, or of course, stakers, which we will get into much later. So traditional bookies expend a whole lot of money. They spend like a lot of money every single year on analysts to constantly improve on their odds making. And because they're a centralized authority, they have to find a way to get the lines to correctly reflect the probabilities of the outcomes that they have on their platforms. So on GoldTree, one thing simply does the work for us, the odds. It does all the work. And because users are betting against liquidity providers, which is the house, rather than a centralized authority, there is no counterparty risks. Because if you're a liquidity provider on GoldTree, for example, and I lose a bet, the money goes to you as a liquidity provider because there isn't a house. The house is a liquidity provider or a staker or a holder of the ZKG token. So both parties get to sort of custody their funds. And we believe that if we eventually get to be fully decentralized, our AMM can be self-sufficient, right? And GoldTree Sportsbook can be open to anyone in the world with, you know, no signups, no KYC, no jurisdiction, just anybody who is a betting enthusiast or let's say a gambler can come up the platform without any necessary regulatory, you know, bottleneck to get on the platform. I think I'll stop here for now.
Yeah, I think that last bit's a very big point. The fact that you're sort of streamlining the KYC process, that's going to make it a lot easier for users to be onboarded in this space, especially from Web 2, you're just providing so much underlying utility. That was a great deep dive. Thanks, man. Irvin, do you have any questions you want to add to this?
Yes. So I think the users of GoldTree I'm also could be a very heavy users of GoldTree since we are also doing their betting on different kinds of matches, right? So what's the next priorities of for GoldTree in your roadmap?
Sorry, did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, okay, so our questions. The next question is about what's the priorities in the next roadmap for GoldTree.
Our next priority.
Yeah, please. Integration and some updates.
All right, so what we got up here is very simple for GoldTree. We are trying to launch, or we're going to launch PlayDrop. Within the next 24 hours. And PlayDrop is pretty much like a lock drop. If anyone here is familiar with what we did with lock drop a couple of weeks ago, where you get to lock a minimum of $10. And of course, for a certain number of months, you get to earn GoldTree tokens in terms of retroactive airdrop. So PlayDrop is very simple. It's a GoldTree referral program designed to incentivize and reward loyal participants who help to spread the word about the sportsbook. I'm going to make a very simple note here. All of GoldTree's sportsbook activities is going to be invite only. Before you get access to our sportsbook, you need to get an invite. It's going to be invite only forever. So it's the reason why we're launching PlayDrop. And by referring friends and colleagues to GoldTree, participants can earn ZKG as rebates sustainably. ZKG here is ZK Sync GoldTree. It simply stands for, it's the initials for our token. So our sportsbook is going to be invite only, like I said, and anyone with an invite code can join the program to refer more users. An invite code would be simply a six-digit alphanumeric code that users can use to create users can use to invite other people, you know, to get on the platform. And just like lock drop, you have to be able to bet with a minimum of 10 ZKUSD to be able to activate your referral code. For those of you that participated in Lockdrop, you would understand that you were only able to activate your code after you had locked 10 ZKU or rather 10 USDC. In this case, for Sportsbook, you have to be able to place a bet of a minimum of 10 ZKUSD on the Sportsbook to be able to activate your referral code. And when you do that, you can invite just about anybody on the platform. And this Play Drop referral program, it uses a tier system to incentivize our users to refer more people to our Sportsbook. And, you know, rewards are paid in ZKG tokens and will be calculated based on the volume generated by your referrers. Anybody that you invite onto the Sportsbook would have to be able to generate some kind of volume. They need to place bets as well. Now, what you're going to be earning in terms of ZKUSD, or rather ZKG, would also be directly related to the amount of volume that your invitees are playing on the Sportsbook platform of GoldTree. So the volume is very, very key here. If I have more referrals with less volume and somebody else has more if I have more referrals with less volume and somebody has less referrals with more volume, he gets to get more ZKG than myself. Basically, that's how Play Drop works. And of course, ZKG would be distributed weekly on the platform based on the volume of your referrals, and you get to earn that. So the concept is pretty much the same with Lockdrop, but in this case, it involves betting. With Lockdrop, you lock, you earn ZKG. With Play Drop, you bet and you earn ZKG. I would want to say here that most of our tokens, when we launch, is going to be earned by activities on our community. Right. There's going to be very little amount of tokens that would be probably out there for sale. You need to participate one way or the other in some kind of activity to be able to earn the ZKG token. We can go, of course, deep into that much later into the EMA. Thanks, Alex.
Yes, cool.
Yeah, that's great. Referral programs are going to help really grow the space. So good to see that more are being used. Just coming back to Irvin, a bit of a question for you around sort of what Star Protocol plans to do over the next sort of coming months, given that you've deployed already on sort of several public chains. Do you want to, tell us a bit more about each of the public chains and some of the current products that you've got coming up on Star as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. So actually, we have deployed ZKSync and Optimism and Polygon in the past 3 months. So in the coming Q2 and Q3 this year, we will deploy our online chain name service features. We call it cross chain features. It's very soon. The mainnet of the cross chain features will go live. Maybe next week. The early next week. So our smart contract is also being audited, and then we will launch more extensions on new chains. So there, I think our fans should keep updated with our Twitter accounts to find a new chance to get a interesting extensions, which could be very valuable in current stage. So new chains coming and new extension is also coming. And we are also looking forward to integrate with more decentralized applications and GameFi projects, and who can bring the ZKSync ecosystem more utility and more use cases. So in our roadmap, more integrations, more extensions, and more visibility in the ecosystem is our mission in the coming 6 months. Yeah,
exciting times. Just going back to sort of Optimism and sort of ZKSync, how many users currently do you have operating on the system?
Yeah, definitely. So that's the question our partner, like Go3 and other partners, they often ask me. So by the end of this week, we have around the total registration number is 130K, and then we have the on ZK Sync only. So the total registration numbers of the star protocols is around 150K, and we have unique holders and owners of the star protocols name service. The figure is around 100K and 110K now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a lot, mate. In terms of sort of the growth, how are you seeing sort of the growth of these omni-chain domain name solutions in comparison to legacy naming solutions like ENS?
Yeah, so I think lots of projects, they will integrate ENS when they're building something, since they hope ENS users will jump into their service and find their names displayed on the platforms. Yeah, right. So compared to ENS, we are just not only ENS. We make our we can launch more extensions, but ENS will not launch more extension just only the ETH. So I think it's really a pity for the ecosystem to grow in a Web3 naming space. So such as for Go3A and ZKG. And I think if people would love to promote the projects of Go3 and the tokens of ZKG, we can also launch an online name service of ZKG and ask our users to change their Twitter names to be Erwin.ZKG. I think it's awesome. So, but in the ecosystem of Ethereum name service, they only promote the ETH. I think it's not enough. So we provide the tools and the opportunity for all kinds of different projects to build their own omni-chain name service. That's one. And another one I think is really important for us. So if you would love to use your those AKG names on other platforms, when in some metaverse themes, so you have to. So far, there's no ways for ENS to do such cross-chain features, right? But by using our protocols, people can promote and use the same names and cross ZK Sync and on different kinds of blockchain, Ethereum and Polygon, even on Aptos SUI, say, right?
Thank you for that. Oh, quite exciting. So there's a number of chains that are coming up. And it seems like ENS only supports .eth. It's good. It's good to say that omni-chain is going to be needed sort of in the future. Just coming back, another question for both of you, but we'll start with goal three, is just with your roadmap and your developments, what are you guys most excited for, not just from the sharing system, but on the other side? Goal three, do you want to start first?
Yeah, Alex, what we have in terms of our roadmap is actually very exciting, right? So we're planning to bring gasless within the next 3 weeks. Whoa. I mean, yeah, we're going to go gasless. Like anybody coming onto our platform would be able to place a bet without gas. And what we want to do at GoldTree is to create a Web2-like experience for people when mm-hmm. they come up to Web3. So we want you to come up to Web3 wanting to place a bet on our platform and without you necessarily having to go through the traditional Web3 processes of bridging and, having to pay for gas fees or, waiting for when Go is up or down and all that. So we want to be very, very proactive in terms of onboarding normies. The reason why we chose ZK Sync, of course, is because we felt it's one of the LT solutions that is building to make sure that Web3 or crypto or blockchain tech is adoptable, and of course aiding to drive that adoption is by us building this particular platform in GoldTree. So gasless is at the forefront of what we're building. Yeah. Secondly, we also are going to be helping people who onboard into a platform to be able to directly come on to the platform using the ZK USD without necessarily having to breach. You know, a normie today can come up to Web3 and be confused about the very many number of things that they need to do to be able to get the right funds into the right chain. What we want to do is to stop that, right? Or to make it easier for them. And we're working with some technology partners to be able to achieve this. And it's very, very close. And by the time we implement it, we're sure it's going to be groundbreaking. And of course, it will be quite innovative for the ecosystem.
Yeah, definitely. That's an awesome upcoming.
I would. I think I would also want to maybe put some highlights on our Loose to Earn feature. Loose to Earn is a very simple feature that we have, and we're going to be rolling it out in the course of our play drop. When people come up to our platform and place a bet, it's expected that, okay, sometimes you lose and sometimes you win, right? Like part of the data that we have right now, okay, we're in beta, and we have so far about 1,000 transactions on beta. 1,000 people have actually placed bets on our platform. And in fact, someone has won a 12K bet on our platform, but he wagered 17K, so he's rolling in a bit of a loss. But then, of course, he has wagered 17K so far and have won 12K. So if you lose a bet on the sports book, what can happen is weekly we're going to be running what we call a Loose to Earn lottery. And a Loose to Earn lottery is simply what we would do for you if you lose a certain amount of money on a bet in a week. If you lose 17K, for example, in a week, and you happen to be part of the people that's been picked for the lottery, we return your 17K to you. Basically, that's what Loose to Earn does. I don't know if there's any other sports betting platform that does this, you know, across the chain. So that's exactly one of the things that we're planning to roll out in our roadmap. Our token, of course, TGE, is lined up soon, is going to be announced, and a whole lot of other things that we have in play.
So Loose to Earn, that sounds very interesting. And then the native token that you've got as well. So they're two of the biggest things you're going to be rolling out over the next sort of 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. Quite a lot of them we're going to be rolling out. We also do have a copy betting. You know, there are a whole lot of them. Copy betting simply means copy betting, just like you have copy trading, you know. You have people get on centralized exchanges these days, and of course they copy trade each other and all that. So why don't we have copy betting? You know, we can have copy betting such that you have a pro coming up on the sports platform, and of course he's been winning bets. So you have a normie who doesn't necessarily bet. He's not a degen, he's not a gambler, he's not a bettor, but he wants to participate or probably have some kind of on-chain activity, right? So could simply copy the bets of this betting pro or this pro gambler, and when you copy bets from people, you get to pay certain commissions from your wins to those people. So it's another way for people to be able to earn, you know, from people who copy their bets as well, and it's an incentive for you to want to allow your bets to be copied, right? So like I said, we've got a whole lot of, you know, things out there. So
yeah, man, that's a really cool growth initiative. Copy a trader, copy a just coming back to sort of Urban and sort of ZK Sync, if you guys want to talk a bit more about some of the updates you're excited for as well.
Definitely. So we had a workshop with ZK Sync official teams last week, and we disclosed our short-term roadmap. So for ZK Sync name search and for Star Protocol, we will launch our own domain NFT marketplace, which can support cross-chain and omni-chain trading in future. That's one thing. And another is soon we will allow our users to have a try on AI. AI is a very hot word, right, in current space, right? So we will allow people to have a try AI GC, AI generated contents to to change their graphics of NFT things, of their domains graphics. Yeah, so this AIGC tools will come maybe in Q3, I think. So every holder of ZKNS, they have the chance to change to try ask the AI things to generate new graphics for their domains, NFT arts. Yeah, there's another thing. And in Q3 or in Q4, we are thinking about finally launch our TGE things, right? So for TGE, people can use our star name service tokens on our platform to trade. Definitely, it's a governance tokens. People can also use it to pay for different kinds of service, something like a registration with more discounts, and people can also use it to stake into a smart contract to gain their rewards or to win the whitelist to mint some new names. Yeah, so it could be very interesting since in naming service so far, we have several competitors, but they do not support online chain. So they maybe support some cross chain, some multiple chains in the same time. Just like Space ID, they're supporting BNB chain and Arbitrum, and they announced that they will build something on SEI chain, say. But for us, we're actually supporting over 20 chains in the same time with their we will leverage the capabilities of Layer 0. They just closed their 3 billion valuations, the financing round last month. So we work with them very closely. And actually, we are thinking about whether we should exclusively collaborate with Layer 0 for online chain name service. So more press release and more features will come in the coming May and June. Yeah.
Great overview. No, thanks for that, Urban. Yeah, very excited for both your projects coming up in the next 6 months. So I think we'll have one more question that I'll put to Goal 3, and then any of the audience, if you guys have any questions, please post them in the comments and we'll read a few out. So Goal 3, I think another great question here is sort of how do you guys affect social communities?
Okay, thank you, Alex. How do we affect, did you say affect or affect social communities?
Yes, yeah. So I just come back to this. And how does Goal 3 affect some of the social communities? So on the social side, just mixing it up a bit.
Okay, I think we engage our social communities a whole lot, and we give them lots of tags, and we create lots of events. If you're part of our Discord, you could see that our Discord is very engaging. But in terms of what's coming up regarding our social engagement, we create lots of events, right, that is of interest to our community members. And of course, we issue them with rewards. For example, if you're attending this AMA right now, you have a chance to win rewards. And we've created a Zilli tax for proof of attendance, right? So if you're attending, you stand a chance to win 50 ZK USD, and of course you stand a chance to get a .ZK domain. So you would also be getting a Discord G3 listener role on our Discord. So to complete the Zilli tax, you will need a code. And of course, I'm going to reveal this code just before the end of this AMA. So if you're going to be staying tuned, stay tuned right till the end of the AMA to get a code to complete this tax. We have planned a very big event with Galzi. Right? You're going to be minting an exclusive Gold Tree certified Degen NFT on ZKSync Era. So right, there are only 100,000 of these NFTs available for mint, and we will pay for the gas fees of the first 1,000 mints, right? So if you happen to be part of the first 1,000, we're going to be paying for the gas fees. for your minting. And of course, the utility for this NFT would be announced pretty much soon. There's going to be some perks, of course. So you would also have the opportunity, if you hold off this NFT, you know, to interact with the ZK Sync Era network. By minting this NFT, you would be interacting with the ZK Sync Era network, and that potentially would qualify you for an upcoming airdrop. So this is just one of the very many events or campaigns that we'll be launching by to engage our community and to ensure that we grant them rewards.
Good one. Okay, so guys, to get involved in the community, go check over Goal 3 space. There's a lot going on. Irvin, I'll pass the same question over to you. And then we've got three questions that the community have put to us that we'll ask on behalf of them for everyone.
Yes. Sure. We have collected over, maybe I think over 15 and 20 questions so far. So we have picked up some important questions for Ghost 3 teams. So the first question is about something about ZKG and it's tokenomics thing. So here is questions from Zeref. I think his or her questions, he has three questions. First is, he said he had noticed that Cross ZKG is still under development, XZKG. Will there be a launch of some features before the TGE, such as obtaining house profits thus far? So here's the question about XZKG.
All right, thank you for that question. XZKG is just a staked version of ZKG, right? So for there are two ways you can earn on our platform.
Okay.
ZKG holders, mm-hmm. You can earn via ZKG if you're a liquidity provider, mm-hmm. right? And if you're an ex-ZKG holder, you can earn by sharing the profits of the sportsbook. So these are two different ways you can earn. So XZKG is for people who stake their ZKG and provide liquidity. If you stake your ZKG, it turns into XZKG and you put it into a pool. And by putting it into a pool, you're providing liquidity. And if you provide liquidity, it's a single site liquidity, by the way. If you're providing liquidity, what that simply means is you stand to, depending on, of course, the proportion of the XZKG you have staked, you stand to earn a part of the profits that are put, that are earned by the sportsbook. It's as simple and easy as that. One of the ways that we think we can activate this particular earning of profits very early on, should in case we decide to not launch our token very soon, is to initiate some kind of passive staking. You don't necessarily have to have XZKG to be able to earn parts of those profits. And we're working on the modalities, and of course, we'll release more information as we finalize on that.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So, yeah cool. Then I think here's another question about the ZKUSD. Just a moment, let me check. So this question is from JS. His question, the thing is, in terms of ZKUSD, is it tradable or users do users have to convert stable coins to ZKUSD?
Okay, yeah, that's a very good question. We are currently considering the option of making ZKUSD tradable on a particular DEX. So yes, it's possible that ZKUSD can be tradable across a stable currency. Of course, which deciding on the DEX to use, we'll make that announcement once that is out.
Okay, cool. And I think the third question is also for both of us. Mainly, his question is, since ZKNS and the Go3 has achieved a partnership, when will their integration completed soon? And I think his question is about when his Zinke Sync domains can be shown, can be displayed on the Go 3, I think, yeah.
Okay. Are we talking about how we can synergize as a, you know,
yes,
as
yes,
partners?
Yes, 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 yes. To
okay.
To, please.
Yeah, of course. There are very many ways I think we can synergize.
Synergize, yeah.
Partnership. It's of course is a long term partnership. Is ongoing, and of course as our platforms build up to, you know, transform and improve, we get to find more opportunities for partnership. But in the interim, I think what comes off the top of my head, the Star Protocol can, of course, provide us with a secure and transparent way for our users to verify their identity, right, on our platform. And it could make it easier for users to create accounts, you know, and participate in betting activities. It's a very simple way. Rather than having to connect your wallet, you just use your ZK domain and you're good.
Okay.
I think we can also you can also allow users to, you know, control their own data and privacy on GoldTree if that's possible. That's one of the things that I can imagine that we could do together, and it will give users peace of mind, you know, knowing that their personal information is safe and all that, assuming that we follow that route. So we can also use Star Protocol to prevent fraud.
Cool, awesome. So really, as the co-founder of Star Protocol, we really appreciate all the integrations from your side and all your projects in this ecosystem. Yeah. So, Alex, I think we can open our Q&A session to today's audience. And anyone who has questions for Go3 and Star Protocol, ZK Sync Namespace, please raise your hand. I will put you into the speaker. Yeah.
So just reading through the comments, we got a response from Crown Star. So they, Billy X4, they're asking where do we provide liquidity on the platform other than the lock drop?
Okay, someone is asking where they can provide liquidity on the GoldTree platform other than lock drop.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, that feature is coming up pretty much soon, I would say. Yeah, of course we have a second lock drop planned, and that would be announced pretty much soon. We also finalizing the process of liquidity provision and the sports book to be announced.
Okay, I have put Tora, do you have any question for Go3 or for ZK Sync Name Service?
Yeah, hello everyone. I have a question for both platforms.
Yeah, please.
All right. My first question will go to ZK Sync. You have a very fantastic blockchain. So what I want to request for is that you make USDC more accessible. You see, for someone like me, I build a community, and many of them, you know, it takes a long time before they could understand bridging. So I want ZK Sync to be able to allow users deposit directly to the mainnet era without needing to bridge in their Ethereum to this, to that, swap until before they get their USDC on ZK Sync. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this question is for ZK Sync official team. So as our we're ZK Sync name service, Star Protocol is the one of the important partner and the project in the ecosystem. I will talk to them.
Okay.
And we'll bring your question to them, since lots of our users will also ask these same questions. Okay. The bridging of stable coins and the bridging of Ethereum takes too much gas fee and takes so much time, right? So people are very anxious about it. So I think next time maybe I will introduce more Our star protocol will also work with ZK Sync's official team to introduce more reliable cross-chain bridge to the users. So we will also have a cross-chain bridge sessions for all the people here. Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much. Then to GoTri. GoTri, well done. You've been doing very fantastically well since we came in touch since before the lock drop. Now, I'm demanding very few things for now, even though this could be discussed personally, but for the benefit of listeners, I want to demand this openly. You know, I play actively in the sports market. So, are you considering ensuring that your token, the GoTri token, plays a major role in sports taking? Are you considering that? Then number two, I was a bit carried away. You made mention of a particular bond that when a game is lost, the token gets bond. So please, I want you to elaborate on that. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for that question. If I got you correctly, you want to know how ZKUSD bond work?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, you also want to know if ZKG is going to be a betting currency on the platform?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, so if I got that correctly, that would be a no. ZKG will not be used as a betting platform, a betting currency on the platform. What would be a betting currency on our platform would be ZKUSD, right? We are also thinking of bringing ZKETH as a betting currency on the platform. So you have ZKETH and ZKUSD, but certainly not ZKG. ZKG would be the utility token, you know, of our entire ecosystem. And
you mean at no point would token be considered as utility for sports taking? At no point at all.
If I understand you correctly, you're asking at what point would ZKG be deployed as a utility token?
That's not going to be quite. For instance, I want to be able to take games using the GoTri native token.
Okay, the way we designed our platform, we can only have one currency for now, that's the ZKUSD, for you to be able to place bets. And if we're going to be able to add another currency, it's going to be ZKETH, that's ZK Ethereum, as a betting currency. And those will be the two betting currencies that you can use within the GoTri ecosystem, right? We have other utilities for the ZKG token itself. You will not be able to use ZKG to place bets on our sportsbook.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that, controller. I think we've got another question with Billy.
Billy, if you want to speak and ask the question, go for it, mate.
Yes, bro. So I have a question with GoTri. First of all, that you are building great products in the Web3 space like never before. So I thanks to the team behind this amazing project. So I have a question that... the question is something like, basically I have the question about token economy of GoTri ZKG in the ecosystem, but I think you have already answered it. So another question is, what are your plans for expanding GoTri reach globally, and how do you plan to navigate different regulatory environments if something happens? All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Billy, for that. About our global expansion, right? We're actively working to be the number one sports betting platform, decentralized sports betting platform across the globe.
and we chose the right blockchain to deploy that. We believe strongly that GoldTree can become the number one decentralized betting platform across the world. And that is why we are deploying most of these innovative features. And we're very focused on the kind of people that we want to use our platform. We would also be onboarding a whole lot of Web2 bettors onto our platform going forward. The betting platform is quite rich and it's quite active. The betting landscape, rather, and gambling landscape is quite rich and quite active and quite competitive as well. So if you're coming in, you need to come in with lots of innovation. So yes, we've got plans to expand globally. We're actively working on that. You can see from how we've been able to fashion out and flesh out our products. And going forward, we should be able to proud ourselves in the future as one of the best decentralized betting platforms across the globe. Your second question would be about
regulation.
Oh, regulation. Yeah. So we consider regulation as a very important topic within our team, and we're actively working on that. Yes, we understand that there are regulatory landmines that you have to navigate if you're building a sportsbook or rather building a product in the betting industry. We have a group of advisors that are talking to us, lawyers that we're talking to regarding how best we can navigate this landmines. However, I would want to say here that we are building a fully decentralized platform, right? And what that simply means is that anyone from anywhere should be able to access our platform without any regulatory bottleneck. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, it doesn't matter the regulation from your country or your region. You should be able to access GoldTree because we are completely decentralized. Liquidity providers will provide liquidity in the platform. People can come onto the platform and place bets. You win, you get money, you pull out money from the liquidity pool. You lose money, you give back money to the liquidity pool. Simply that's it. And nobody has to, dox themselves or say, hey, look, I'm putting a certain amount of liquidity on the sportsbook and this is my identity, right? So our intention is to become fully decentralized, and we are being very, very careful, and we're carefully analyzing the regulatory requirements or the regulatory bottlenecks or the landmines that we will come across while we're building our platform and, of course, in our journey to decentralization.
Very well said. Billy, thank you for that question. I think we've got time for two more questions. So, Crown, if you'd like to go first, and then we'll go to Ito.
Yeah, GM everyone. It's great being here today. Well, I have a question for you. First of all, I love to ask, as you know, I'm speaking from Nigeria, by the way. As you know, Nigeria has one of them. Please, can you please mute your mic? I don't know who is. Okay. Thank you. As you know, Nigeria has one of the biggest markets for cryptocurrency in the world. It's time to be corrected. So, are you planning on taking advantage of that, bringing GoldTree or decentralized betting to this region? Because I feel there's a market around here, and with proper guidance and meeting some certain persons who give you good advice, you could actually have a strong market or a strong community around here. So what are the ways, what are things, do you have advisors, do you have a team working towards taking advantage of the fact that Nigeria has a strong cryptocurrency community and sports betting too could actually thrive in that, since it's still DeFi and related stuff? So that's the first question. My second question is, how can a newbie start off? I know GoldTree has been for a while through the process, the periods of lockup, liquidity lockup, and the rest, but how can a newbie start off now? Because I guess there are some newbies here right now, and plenty of people just attend spaces just to know what's going on or to learn some certain things. How can a newbie start off with you? Now, for that's my question. For those are my questions for Go 3. Now, my questions for ZK, for ZK domains, is that your domain names. Since you there's something you I saw on your profile description about OmniChain. Is it that there are plans of future integration of those domain names into other blockchains, or what? Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay, great. I think I we can ask Go3 teams to answer the two questions first. Okay.
Yeah, sure. With pleasure. So thank you very much for your questions. I'm going to start with the Nigerian market. So I think the Nigerian market is of special interest to us, right? We have very special interests in the Nigerian market. We are very much interested in building relationships. Taking a look at the data that we have pulled out regarding our site visits, Nigeria came, I think, the third most visit, among the third most visited, right, from that region. Most of the people that visited our websites came from Nigeria. They were third on the list, behind, of course, other two countries. So that shows a great deal of interest. We are making very good use of that data. And we intend to prosecute various ways of getting into the Nigerian market. We're very familiar with how betting is very popular within the Nigerian population. In fact, we have data showing that some West African countries also contribute very well to the betting volume, you know, in that region. But Nigeria comes first. So we're actively engaging some advisors that understand the market dynamics in the country. We also understand that Nigeria is...
Okay.
I think you are.
Hello, yeah. Can you hear me?
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I was saying we also understand that Nigeria is... a cryptocurrency hub. There's a lot of growing interest in the Nigerian ecosystem when it comes to crypto and blockchain. Lots of groups, lots of communities trying to help each other to understand what it means to be onboarded onto the Web3 ecosystem. So yes, Nigeria is of special interest to us. We are speaking to a lot of people in that country. We have also been contacted by quite a lot of people who operate within the space, offering to help and all that. So yes, going forward, you're going to be seeing a lot of activity in Nigeria. To respond to your questions about how can a newbie start off right now. Okay, so one of the first ways a newbie can start off right now is to to our portal. And, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go onto our portal and swap USDC for ZK USD. How do you get USDC? I think you can get USDC by going on any centralized exchange if you don't have any so far in your MetaMask wallet. One of the best ways is to probably transfer it from your SEX to Arbitrum network, or probably Optimism and Bridge from any of those networks to ZK Sync, and you're able to swap your USDC to ZK USD. This is quite a long process, and newbie would find it difficult, but that's the way for now. It's the reason why we're using. It's the reason why we're planning on deploying. Our gasless feature in the next 2 weeks.
Thanks.
questions for Ghost 3 and Star Protocol, please.
Sorry, Evan, you might have to repeat that, mate. We had a bit of interference. What was your question?
Yeah, I think, Eto, you can ask your questions for Ghost 3 or Star Protocols. If Eto doesn't have any questions, so I will pass the... Okay, Crown, go.
No, you haven't answered my question. I asked you a question about...
Okay, sorry. Yeah, and, so... I forgot it. So your question is about what is omnichain namespace? Will Star Protocol expand our namespace to different layer 2, right? So for Dozeki names, first, we will launch the cross-chain features soon. Since we have introduced the cross-chain features last week in the workshop with ZKSync officials, you can find the demonstration and the workshop videos to recap how users can cross-chain .zk names to Ethereum and to Polygon to other layer 1, layer 2. And so there, which kind which chains you can transfer from the ZKSync to other chains, right? In the first stage, we will open the cross-chain features mainly on Ethereum layer 1 and other most frequently used chains. I'm not sure, we haven't decided, besides the Ethereum layer 1, which kind of chains we will open to our users. But definitely, we are using layer 0 protocols. They're supporting over 20 or 30 chains. So as long as they're supporting those chains, we can, our users can definitely cross-chain their names from ZKSync to other chains. Yeah, so that's our plan. And in the future, more chains will support, and more integration will work. So our .zk names will keep their value as long as their in integration and the cross chain features sustains. Yeah.
All right, that might sum it up, unless there are any other questions from the audience. We appreciate everyone for coming. I think that's a wrap. Goal 3, always a pleasure. We'll keep in touch. ZKSync, Irvin, appreciate your time as well.
We want to give the code for the tax and Zilli, if you don't mind.
Yep, go for it.
All right, that's great. So thank you, everyone, for joining to listen to us. Or if you're betting on gambling enthusiast, and you love your funds to be in your control, Goldtree is the platform to be. So we're building this sportsbook for you, right? And if you love earning passive income and real yields, you know, we're deploying our ZKG token for you too. So if you fall into the boat category as well, you're the icing on the cake. So thank you all. The code for the Zilli tax is PlayDrop. So go in there and get your rewards. PlayDrop is the code. PlayDrop is PlayDrop. PlayDrop. That's it.
PlayDrop.
Thanks, man.
PlayDrop. Yeah. All small letters or capitals?
Small capitalized. PlayDrop.
You gotta figure that out.
Make it burn. That's funny.
Yeah. Cool.
Very cool. Do you want to add anything before we wrap up? Or are we done?
Yeah, cool. So in the coming May, we will host more AMA sessions for ZKSync ecosystem projects, and we will introduce our partners in this ecosystem. So please stay tuned with our Twitter account. And yes, and have a nice weekend ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, thanks for coming through. If you have any partners that you want to see speak, let us know and we'll get them on. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Have a great night. Bye.
Have a great night. Bye.